Geeks, Jack Munson here, along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Jack?
I'm doing great. We've got about 2 weeks left in this wonderful year of 2020, and we've got just a couple more opportunities this year to share some Facebook tips for everybody in the franchise industry. You were telling me a little bit ago about a big acquisition that, I don't know, it kind of feels like this flew under the radar a little bit, but Facebook made a huge move in the past 2 weeks. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Facebook made a kind of off the wall acquisition of a company called Customer. And if you're not familiar with Customer, Customer is a really strong up and coming CRM platform. So I thought it was very much worth mentioning on this episode today, because I think there is some huge potential for what Facebook is planning to do here, not just for the lead ad system, but for other tracking and different things that Customer already has built into its core software. And so I really think this is going to be a pretty major development and probably some real trouble for some companies like Salesforce, Zendesk, things like that, just based on the competition that already exists between Customer and those companies. And then you add the power of a system like Facebook behind that, you're definitely going to rock the boat there a little bit. So yeah, it's going to be big.
Yeah. A lot of the brands we work with, one of their first things that they ask about is, can you integrate with my CRM? Can you take that Facebook data and integrate that into my current CRM? Mike, do you think there's a chance that Facebook is going to force people to use its new CRM system and maybe not allow that integration with other CRMs out there?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll go that far immediately, but I could totally see them doing that eventually, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would if I was Zuckerberg. Sure, why not? This is definitely a shot across the bow at Salesforce and I would assume other CRMs, but when I think CRM, there's Salesforce and everybody else, right? And this is definitely a shot at Salesforce. What else do you see happening with this CRM integration and acquisition?
Yeah, so here's really the thing to me, that if I was in any type of customer service or marketing role that I'd be watching this very closely for, is if you've noticed over the past maybe year and a half or 2 years, you've seen some companies that have traditionally not been in the customer service game start going there. And the first kind of big, as you called it, shot across the bow was when Google started allowing questions on Google My Business, right? So yeah. Customers could ask the business directly, hey, what's this? What's that? And they've even rolled out some beta programs in Google to where you can do some messaging and things like that in more live real-time options. And so Google kind of broke the ice there. And that's really where I think Facebook is going to take this, that is going to hurt companies like Salesforce more so and Zendesk more so, because think about being able to get immediate customer support for any business right from their Facebook Messenger or right from their Facebook page, or with the various APIs and stuff Facebook's going to acquire from this. I'm sure there's probably API integrations to where Customer can put Facebook Messenger right on your website, right? So there are some serious things. So like if I'm Salesforce, that's very concerning to me. If I'm a company that does website chat services, I'm probably a little nervous about that, because you're talking about a company that basically has more money than they know what to do with, being able to acquire a company that's already built all these custom APIs to integrate into things like WordPress and Squarespace and all these different systems for this immediate chat when you hit the website thing that pops up. And so I think there's a ton of opportunity there for Facebook. But if I'm a company that plays in that space, I'm definitely raising an eyebrow as to where they're going to take this. But you know, if I'm a franchise marketer, if I'm a person that's in a customer service role at a franchise, and I'm responsible for, you know, responding to customers, review responses, things like that, this is a big deal for those people, because you're talking about having something that seamlessly integrates with probably the channel they're getting the most customer, you know, direct customer interaction from, being Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, all those places.
Yeah. Especially in 2020 when all of their engagement rates are just through the roof right now.
Exactly. And think about being able to have a single platform where you can pull in all those website conversations, all those conversations from Facebook Messenger, from WhatsApp, from Instagram Messenger, and literally not having to log into, you know, four or five different channels to handle your responses, being able to have one solution that covers your website and that covers all of your social media. And that's really where I think this is going to be a game changer. And really even for the franchise space, you talk about, you know, being able to do that across, you know, 100 locations or 200 or 2000 locations, whatever it may be, to have a single user interface to where all of your stuff comes in. You know, there are a lot of companies that starts to disrupt now, especially if, you know, Facebook starts using it for pulling in reviews and different things like that, which customer already does. And so that is a bit of a different animal that we'll see where they take it. But, you know, it could be Facebook moving in on all these companies that have been making money off of Facebook services for so long, and Facebook saying, hey, we're about to get in that game.
Yeah. I think that's kind of how Facebook sees it, right? Like, wait a second, you've been making money in this industry for how long? We're going to get into bed with this right now. So I think too, as a franchise brand, if I was looking for a CRM in 2021, maybe we were going to do a little refresh and maybe find some new technologies. Suddenly there's a new player in the market that makes a whole lot of sense for us.
Yeah. And I tell you, and I don't know what the pricing structure is going to look like. I don't know what they're going to do, but I could also see Facebook saying, hey, we're really going to disrupt this thing and we're going to give it away for free.
I was just going to go there myself. I think that's, I don't know what they're going to do price wise, but I'm sure it's not going to be the most expensive option out there. Right.
Right. Yeah. And look, like at the end of the day, this is not a game about, you know, hey, we're trying to outdo Salesforce, or we're going after, you know, this little company because we saw them have success with some kind of messenger bot on a website. This is about controlling data, right? Like, yeah. This is Facebook taking another step into knowing every conversation you're having, every interaction that you're dealing with. They're getting any kind of data and information that all these businesses that start using this are going to be inputting, like answers to questions that they're asking. Think about Frandev, right? Like, yeah. Think about how much information Facebook can gather through a customer integration. If you start putting in liquid capital, net worth, you know, locations they're considering opening a business in, like all of those kinds of things. Think about the power that gives Facebook advertising, the amount of data that now Facebook can leverage, again, on the consumer. At the end of the day, that is what this game is. It's a game about who has the best data on the most amount of people, because it's all about the ad dollar, right? And that's where Facebook knows they're going to make their big bucks.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for that update, Mike. And for more information on Facebook and other social channels for franchises, check out socialjoey.com. We'll be back next week with another Facebook franchise tip. If there's anything you'd like to ask us about, send us an email, jack@socialgeekradio.com.